What's up, baby dolls? Thanks for tuning in to the Look What We Found podcast. My name is Daniel, and I am here with
Louie,
Jasmine,
and welcome to the show.
Keep throwing us off.
Yeah.
Well, before we begin, we have a great show for you, but don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button.
All right, guys, you know what time it is already, guys. We do this segment every couple weeks or so, and it's time for the slang of the week. Okay, right. Guys, brought to you by Gen Z. Now, I'm learning new slang every day, it seems like. And the thing that happened is I came across an article, and it was about this guy that stabbed an 11-year-old boy because the boy called him an NPC.
An N
as in Nancy, P as in Paul, C as in Caterpillar. NPC. So, of course, I had no idea what they were talking about. It was like an NPC. And I was also thinking, how old was this man that he knew that slang?
Yeah.
Probably not that old.
Or maybe he was mad because he didn't know the slang.
What did you call me?
Yeah.
So anyway, you guys have any guesses? Oh, at this time I wrote down a sentence.
So I can
use it in a sentence if you guys want me to use it in a sentence.
Absolutely.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Here's it. Look at this guy mindlessly going to work every day, doing the same things over and over. No change in his routine. What an NPC.
Okay. NPC.
Yes, I actually wrote that down and thought of what to say.
Yeah, I mean, he really put some fucking thought into that sentence.
Like, what words do kids know?
Okay, non-NPPP.
I say non is right.
That's what I was thinking too.
Correct.
NPC.
Sorry about the leaf blower.
Yeah, no problem. I fucking give up. I'm just going to be here all 30 minutes.
I don't
of this
know
show.
Either. I have no guess.
Okay, it stands for non-player character.
Non-player character.
It's a gamer term.
That makes sense.
Where the
he's
just
the wrong
AI,
guy, dude.
Yeah.
Can't think for himself.
Yeah.
So he called him an NPC.
Because there's another slang term that's like, you're the main character.
Oh,
the main character energy. So I'm like, that makes sense. Like
main character energy.
Yeah. That's what you want to be called.
I didn't know that there was an energy to it, but now I do.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like you have main player character energy?
No way, man. I have psychic energy, I feel. You don't think?
Like when you're living your life, do you feel like you're the main player? I mean, obviously the main player, but do you feel like the hero of your story?
Like you're like, no, I think I feel like the person that like will sell you ammunition, and I'm like, you know me, people know me, and I'm valuable. But no. Yeah,
I feel like the
so you sell ammunition to the main player.
Yeah, I'm like,
but
hey,
you play a crucial role in the main player's role.
I don't know. I don't know that far, but like, you know what? Sometimes if I'm going to like a concert or something like that, I do feel like, whoa, I'm living my life as the main character.
You have moments of main character energy. I think I
think
can
the main player is playing the show.
Yeah. What do you feel like?
You think so?
I don't feel like the main player at all. I feel like I'm a fucking AI robot going to work every day like a fucking idiot.
The Smith guy?
Not all the time, but sometimes.
Agent Smith?
Yeah, Agent Smith energy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Morrissey.
No, Agent Smith energy from The Matrix. Just the guys that are like.
I guess so. But anyways.
The other one I have, second slang of the week. I have two this week, guys. This one, I'm not as good as this. I can't put it in a sentence.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if it has to go with another word for it to make sense.
Okay.
All right. So, slang of the week is no printer.
No printer?
No printer.
No printer.
No printer.
And
it's not for sure.
Yes, it's very close.
Okay.
All fax, no printer.
Oh.
So that's the okay. You guys already know.
Yeah.
Okay.
F-A-X.
So all no fax. Because the kids say fax,
yeah.
Fax,
yeah.
No printer. I think it goes along. You have to say facts and no printer in the same sentence. You guys let me know if you guys know.
Yeah, let us know.
Let
people
us know
younger
how to
than
be cool.
us or in the know, you know.
But I was thinking about that and I was like, well, these kids obviously never seen a fax machine before because yeah. the fax machine does print.
Yes.
And it is usually on a printer.
Yeah.
And in order to have a fax machine, it has to be a printer too.
Yeah.
This felt very old right now that you were like, they don't know. Like,
well, they don't. I'm
you're
just saying.
Schooling them, quote unquote.
I am. Yeah. Stupid kids.
I can't even.
That's your slang of the week, guys. Go out and be cool.
I can't wait for Eli to be like 14 and just like.
I'll be so annoyed by
that
too.
What the fuck did he just say? Yeah. But I think you're going to like it.
I'll be like, you don't even know what a fax machine is,
He's
going
to be like, no cap. He's going to try to use it for sure.
Yeah, that's so 2023.
Yeah. Yeah. All right,
kick it off.
Well, something that the cool kids or the Gen Xers and Zers are like are watching is Euphoria. Have you guys watched? You guys watch that show? I'm
love
sure.
Euphoria.
Season 1 only. I haven't started season 2.
Okay. So I guess recently Sydney Sweeney, the chick that plays like the blonde chick that cries.
Big boob girl.
Yeah, big boob girl. Yeah. In other words, mm-hmm. big boob girl.
I like how you guys remember her in different
blonde
ways.
Blonde chick that cries. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the blonde chick that cries.
I remembered her also just to be as the big boob girl.
Well, yeah, she was like hypersexual and all that stuff. So we're talking about the same girl.
Yes.
So she's been in the news lately because there's all this controversy going around. She's filming a new movie with this other actor named Glenn Powell. He's in other stuff, but honestly, I don't know what he's in.
Well, he doesn't have big boobs.
No, he has.
Why would you know?
Little boobs. But
his boobs look fair size for. They look pretty
big,
actually.
He looks like he's cut.
Yeah,
he's definitely a hunk. He could have been Ken, maybe.
He could have been Ken for sure. Perfect Ken. So recently they're doing a movie together, and I guess everyone's like pumped that they have all of this chemistry going on. But they're both in relationships. Sydney Sweeney, so the chick, she's married. She's engaged, I'm sorry. So she has a fiance. The other guy's been with his girl, I think, for a while. And recently, all of these photos and videos have been coming out, and they've been posting of things they're doing off camera.
So that's not during the filming.
Right, so now we're looking at some pictures of them, obviously.
In the water,
holding each other,
swimming,
and this is not
laughing.
On set.
That's not on set.
And she's laughing so hard, and she just heard the funniest joke that she's ever heard in her life.
Typical of a woman that really likes a guy, even though he's not that funny.
He's probably not that funny.
They make you feel like you're hilarious. Yeah.
So in between takes, there's all these.
Louis's like, yeah, damn.
There's all of these videos. This is also them. Not filming, right?
Okay.
So they're like hugging and she's leaning in. They're
wow.
Okay.
So again, this is
if that's not a couple picture.
Where are they skydiving together? What are they doing?
They're about to bungee jump.
They're like in Australia or something.
Oh my God.
So and then they had like a family day. I think that's her family. And
dude, this looks like pictures you would put in picture frames for a movie to show you're in a relationship.
And by the way, this looks like photos you accumulated after maybe 2 years of dating.
Right. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And
oh
so,
my God.
Let me show you guys. There's a little video that's been going. This is between.
Daniel's okay. You go back.
Yeah. So this is. Today, years old. Guys.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, even better.
It's a video.
It's a video.
Oh, Christmas came early.
Yeah. So he's dipping her.
He's
like,
dipping her and her boobs are flopping
and her
out.
Boobs are fucking flopping about.
They're flopping about.
The only thing that's not out are her nipples. And you know.
Let's
so
see
yeah, it's a
let's
whole see lot of boob out.
So I have
yeah.
to double check.
Yeah, for science.
Oh, she's right. The nipples aren't out. But the rest are. And look at, okay, can you pause right at the end of that video,
here,
Jasmine?
Let me see if it
Oh, he's looking right at her boobs.
Right at her boobs.
Right at him.
There you guys go.
And I will say for her being upside down, they're still pretty large.
Yeah. She's got big boobs for sure. So there's all of this stuff going on. They spent Easter together. She
for
posted
fuck's sake.
Easter with the fam.
And their partners are just okay with
where
this?
Where are the partners in all
so
this?
So I don't know what's going on with her fiance, but for him, so apparently his girlfriend unfollowed her, unfollowed him. They posted a video, I'm better off, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So broke up with him, deleted all the photos. their relationship has ended. Filming is still going on.
Wow.
Her, I don't know. But my question to you guys is, how do you guys feel like, or what do you guys think about these relationships, filming a movie and being in a relationship? Because you're expected to like act like you're in love with this person. And this has happened before, right? With like Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, all that stuff.
And this is a perfect question for you guys. So Louis.
Yes.
Jasmine gets the part. You guys go to the movie theater like you did the other night.
Yeah.
This guy's like, sees Jasmine.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, you're perfect for this movie that's coming out next week or whatever, right? It's called The Naked Lady Who Kisses the Hot Guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but in the, let's say, and look at this guy, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and she has to do a scene like with a guy that looks like this, and there's a kissing scene. We'll just say there's a kissing scene.
Yeah.
Is that something that you'd be like okay with? And of course you're not going to be okay, but like, would it be a deal breaker?
It wouldn't be a deal breaker. If it's something that she wanted to do and it was like, listen, it's a big break. For whatever reason, all of a sudden, she tells me about this dream that she never told me about a movie star. Right. I'm like, well, if you really want to chase after it. But I'd be insecure about it, and I wouldn't be comfortable with it.
Would you date somebody that wanted to be a movie star? If that was their goal, they want to be a movie star, would you date that person?
I think so. I don't have a problem with that.
You wouldn't have a problem with that? Like, okay, well, I have to make out with people every year, different people, for my job,
and they're way hot,
and pretend, well, make it my mindset that I'm in love with them,
and there might be and this is the beginning of my career, and there's going to be some kind of other scenes where, like,
you never know,
there's some, you know, kind of sex scenes, we're not actually having sex, but like for sure, like
movie
there's
magic.
Some rubbing,
we're gonna make out.
And you're aware that this type of things happen where people.
Of course, I'm aware of it. Not only that, like the level of.
We're obviously, you know.
No, yeah, I know you guys are fucking really in it.
But for me,
yeah,
I don't think, like, if Amber's dream was to be a movie star, I don't know if I want to be a part of that. Because let's say she makes it.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's that's it, dude. She's gonna be a movie star in her own world. And she's going to be, and I got to watch her kiss guys over and over. It's not for me.
Yeah, some people, it takes,
it's just not for me.
You have to be really secure, right? Because you're like, they're off doing whatever, and they're off for months, and like, when you're on vacation.
Dude, it's the only job where you have to kiss other people in the world that I'm aware of.
Porn.
And their sister cousins.
Well, look, it's not ideal, and I think it would end the relationship would probably come to an end at some point because of the time apart. You think you have a close bond, right? We think, oh, well, I make her laugh, or maybe I know her in a way and she makes me laugh, or but that can't be interrupted. But that's naive, right? And then especially when you think you're like this, and you might be like this, but then you're off on a 6-month, 7-month shoot.
Mm-hmm.
This all of a sudden is starting to come
like
up.
This. Yeah. And pretty soon this.
Yeah.
That goes like this.
Yeah.
And it's just.
And then they're, you know what I mean? Then they're doing this.
Right. And then so, this becomes that.
Yeah. So I don't. Yeah. It's not. But it's hard. Like, it's hard to tell your.
And there's a some of that. Like Jack just said.
I was like,
yeah.
Who's going to do it, man? Yeah.
And it's hard. It's just hard to tell your partner not to go after something. But it's not something that I think I would. It would be my first choice. You know what I mean? So I think it would probably, I don't think I would stand in the way.
No, you don't want to stand. I'm not saying would you stand in the way. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking you, would you be okay with it?
Yeah.
Because you could leave.
I think I would say that I would be okay with it and sincerely believe it.
Uh-huh.
But then maybe after the first shoot, I'd be like, that was fucking terrible. And I think I would speak my mind.
Yeah. So
like,
you guys,
I didn't like it.
You're at the premiere.
Yeah.
Here comes Hottie McHot.
Look at that fucking asshole.
It's like, I got to walk in with him.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because, you know, they got to keep it up. And then you're watching.
But hold
them
my
kiss
purse.
On a huge screen.
Yeah. That's true.
And it looks real.
Yeah.
And he grabs her ass because it's part of the scene.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good, man.
I feel like you're getting uncomfortable now, and it's not even happening. and I'm getting jealous for you. You
know? No, I definitely would be jealous and all of that, but I just think I would give it a shot once, and then if it, you know.
All right. What about you, Jazz?
I don't know. I think it would have to bug me after a while.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, it would have to bug me. So I guess last final questions for you guys before we move on. One, do you guys think people in Hollywood with outside relationships coming into like film or whatever, are their relationships doomed?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Two, are these people cheating? Because they say no. Or they haven't said anything. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it's so obvious, you know, and it's so funny, like when couples like this, look at this, like this stuff, right?
That was recent too.
The body language is just, they're just oozing at him, right? Yeah. Look at the way she's looking at him, right?
And that's why people are saying, because he's like, there's all of this chemistry off camera, off the scenes. Like this is on a carpet. They're just talking about the movie.
You can tell a mile, you can see the way people interact for 2 seconds, you're all, oh, they love each other.
Look at his
clutch. You guys think you're at work trying to keep it a secret. It's not a fucking secret.
Yeah, they just told us that the other day.
Yeah, same thing with me and Amber. I mean, you know, we look like idiots. We're all, you know, thought we were fooling everyone.
Look at his crotch in this photo.
Zoom in on it.
It's like.
Does he have a little boner right there?
Well, it's touching.
Oh, it's like unless he
moved the. It's his pocket, but maybe he moved it towards the pocket.
No, not even looking at the pocket.
Oh, you're talking about right at the front, right?
Well,
there?
His crotch is like touching her.
They're
dress.
Very right. They're,
oh, close. I see. He's they're, rubbing.
The pelvis is pointing towards that, which is a sign.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the most
karate
obvious sign.
Chopping the titties.
Yeah.
Also a sign. Look at her face, dude.
No, she's in love with
Come
him.
Come on.
He looks derpy, but.
Well, but he also
what?
How.
Derpy.
What is derpy? Like, ding.
What was G?
Like,
what's derpy? I've never heard derpy.
Derpy.
Like retarded?
I'm just kidding. No, just like dumb.
Derpy?
Okay, like, not dumb. Okay. Sorry, I was.
But anyways,
like
but,
derp, like that.
Yeah. Just
now, would you? Now you're. I'm like question for Daniel.
Okay. he hated that.
No, I didn't hate it. I didn't like it. No, but I'm question.
Yeah.
If you're all of a sudden they ask you,
I'm
to
gone.
Do this.
No, just kidding.
They ask you to do a movie. And then they're going to pay you
with her
an insane amount. Yeah, with whoever it is, another girl. But they're gonna pay you to get fit, dude. And they're gonna hire a personal chef and
God.
A trainer.
Oh my
and
God.
Then you're gonna just look at your fucking best that you ever looked.
Oh my God!
Right. Now, off you go to Portugal
you're
to film
me
this.
Up. Don't do this to me.
I'm
though.
Just saying.
And I'm in Portugal.
And you're in Portugal.
Oh, shit.
I'm putting this photo up. Just
and you haven't seen Amber in 4 months. You just FaceTimed her
took
and
the
baby.
Job?
You took the job because they're paying you $10 million.
Okay,
to
so
do it.
I took the job. Okay.
And you're like, this is for us, baby. This is we're Eli doesn't have to worry about college anymore. We're gonna get that nice house or whatever. We're set.
Yeah.
And we're just gonna do this one time. Just this one movie.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, you're like fucking shredded. You got that V cut. And then you arrive at Portugal and it's your female opposite is the most sexiest, gorgeous woman you've ever met.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, day after day, scene after scene, they're like, there's just chemistry there. What do you do? Do you quit
the movie?
Or do you succumb to those urges? Like, what do you do as Daniel?
How do you move forward from
How
that
do you
situation?
Move forward in
you
that
You just get divorced and you move on and live your new Hollywood life.
With $10 million.
No, I mean, come on. What is my answer supposed to be?
No.
You didn't give him many options. Yeah, I already took the job. The girl's super hot. But,
But what do you...
Sure, yeah. You made him like, what? His what? Boner is halfway there.
Yeah. Right. You were going like
it's
this.
It's like V cut.
Yeah.
The V cut.
The V cut.
Well, my point of that, I know I didn't give you an option, but I guess that's the point.
If you were in like, this situation with this guy, same thing, like you're fit, you're this, whatever. Like, What would you do? You think your relationship? I guess that's gnarly.
I guess what I'm trying to say is we're not better than these people.
No, we're not. Yeah. We're not. But the difference is that they're putting themselves in these situations.
Well,
and
yes.
There's
yes.
certain things that happen, like that's you're true. Saying.
Yeah.
If you go ahead and get ripped, and you leave your wife and your kid, and you go overseas for your career, which yeah. let's be honest, it's not for your career. It's for yourself.
Yeah.
Because you want to be rich and famous. And if you put yourself in the situation, there's certain situations you're not going to be able to get out of.
Yeah.
Some people can't handle it.
You're not going to be able to. It's going to be 10 o'clock. It's going to be 11:30 at night. And you're out at the bar and you've had a couple too many. You're super rich. You're super famous. And there's a super hot girl that wants to take. Well.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time.
That's a good point.
It's a matter of time. And I think that. That we all have to be honest with ourselves, you know?
Well, yeah, that's. I guess that's what I was painting that picture because I would also be
but
the
I
same.
Wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, anyways,
there's some people that like me
yeah.
are able to not do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They call
but
those
for
saints.
Everybody else, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
everyone else, no.
Okay, so I have a quick story right here. There was a man on a date in Texas, in Houston, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
And he arrives. They're going to a burger joint, him and his date. He arrives at the location only to find that there's an attendant there charging $40 for parking. He pays the $40. He gets into the restaurant. And then in the restaurant, he finds out, oh, yeah, we don't charge $40 for parking.
Mm.
I was like, but there was like, no, there shouldn't be anybody out there charging for parking. He puts the date on pause. He doesn't tell the date what he's going to do. It doesn't say that he like how he excuses himself, but mm-hmm. I'm assuming he probably went like, oh, I'll be right back. I left something in the car. I got to go to the restroom. I just used my imagination for that part. But then he goes outside and he shoots the guy and he kills him. Comes back inside and finishes the date.
Oh, psycho. Wow.
Now I wish we had that devil hat because I just, a small part of me thinks like, yeah, dude, then don't hustle people for $40, you know?
Right.
And I don't think he deserved to die, but there's consequences sometimes for doing shady shit like that.
Right.
And I feel bad and I don't think he, like, maybe death was the penalty, but I do think like when you're fucking playing with fire, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You might get shot in the chest.
Well, yeah, yeah, but I'm just thinking about the girl on a date with him. I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah, her too. Me too. I was
I'm
thinking
like,
about
yeah,
that.
Like, yeah, the other guy's shitty, but he's like, he's a terrible date. You find out, you never know when your date goes to the restroom what the hell they're doing, you know?
I just put myself in this.
And how many murders has he done that he's so calm that he finishes
that's
his
the
thing?
Other
how
date.
Many dates has he been on?
Right?
Yeah, yeah, dude.
He's like, hold on, I gotta kill this guy.
So yeah, many, so quick. Many, like, when I read that, I was like, there's no way that was the first time
no
he killed
way.
Somebody.
Right?
That was the first time he got caught.
Or he was just in so much shock, he's like, you know, he just was, yeah. I'll just finish the, you know.
But then happens. I know how I am, too. And I was like, if we went out and then all of a sudden they're like.
Go hey, murder like, someone real quick?
No, I wouldn't, but I would, I think I'd do
It'd
something.
It'd be the co-star that you're on the movie set.
Yes.
With,
well, right?
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm that NPC or whatever the fuck it was. I'm main character right now. Da, 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 da.
Have you guys ever been like on a date and like where something crazy happened or you found out they did something crazy later or something like that, I guess.
And then you just like backpedal immediately like I
yeah, or during the
check,
date something
please.
Gave you a red flag like, oh shit, they're crazy. Like
or
just startled.
I can't think of anything right now, but if it comes to mind do you have something?
Something that I found out that they did.
Or just like
crazy.
A red flag.
Or like
flag
a red
even.
Flag that was like, oh, they're like just
Amber had
pause.
Some red flags.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, she's going to kill me for fucking.
Clue her in.
Yeah.
For saying this. So I just won't let her watch this episode.
Yeah.
One of the things she did when we were first dating, she would call me like 40 times in a row.
Really?
And it made me so, but I still liked her, you know?
Oh, there you go.
Did you answer every time?
He would say yes to those fucking abduction proposals.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I still like her.
No.
Now get that gun out of my head.
It was a weird dynamic to explain at the time, but
yeah.
It was made me pretty nervous. But so the first time that I took her to the apartment in downtown, I took her through the back, down through the stairs, up the elevator because I was worried that maybe she was a crazy person that was going to stalk I didn't want her to know where I lived exactly, like so how to get there. Like, so I took her this crazy route that you would never remember how to do if it's your first time there.
Okay.
So yes, my answer is yes, and I ignored the red flags.
And you married her.
But look, and it worked out.
And I married her.
Yeah.
I went with my gut.
Yeah. Worked out for him.
Too. Yeah.
Nicole Simpson, maybe not so much. no, I mean, other than, nothing like that.
It's still early, by the way. You know, there's a lot, we got a long way to go.
We just started a family.
Yeah.
Just started.
On my end, I don't know if I think one time there was a guy who, like, we were out on a hike, and randomly he's like,
I was like, I hope it's not me.
I know, right? Randomly he's like, no. No, no. He was like, oh, you know, I always carry a gun with me, and we're alone on this hike.
Wow.
Just me and him, and I don't know him that well either. It was a risk me going out.
Yeah.
And so we're out, and he goes, you know, I'm always packing in case, and I'm like, for me, I'm like,
always
weed. I'm like,
oh, right. Yeah,
I'm like, ooh, I got a bowl.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, so he lifts up his shirt, and he has a gun clipped on to, like,
to his shorts?
To his, like, belt or whatever. I don't know.
Was it on the inside of his pants or the outside?
I think it was on the outside.
Okay.
Safer, and so, I feel. Yeah, it was on the outside, and he's like, I have a permit for him and everything. And I'm like,
for a fucking concealed carry?
Yeah,
right.
Dude, in California, that's so hard to do.
He showed it to me. I didn't ask, but he showed it to me. Okay. And like, I guess
No, but what did he do for a living?
That he got a concealed. They're hard to get, right?
Yeah,
they're very hard.
Even you can get an open carry if you have like a liquor store, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't have a liquor store.
Okay. Do you have a jewelry store?
No.
Was he a cop?
He was a professional pool player.
He was not.
He was.
And he had a fucking license to carry a gun? Okay, let me tell you two things. One, he wasn't a professional pool player. Two, he didn't have a real license to carry.
Well, I had been to some of his, like, things.
Oh, you really did?
Oh, that's a professional pool player?
Yeah, we met at the pool hall, actually.
Okay.
So, like, how we were holding, cool, like, events and things. So,
what happened?
Did he not teach you anything?
You're like, what happened to that guy? Yeah. Come on to the show.
Because he loves pool.
I know.
Why this guy?
I know. The look he gave Louis was like,
I'm a good hiker.
But I guess he used to be like,
hey, asshole.
I know.
You're supposed to be my ride or die. No matter who I'm with or
That was funny, though, because he gave you a genuine
know.
No, I did it. No, I did it. But what happened?
Yeah, so, like, he used
That's a main player role guy. He's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Dude, fuck yes. Yeah. Professional pool player already, man. But now he has a weapon. And on top of it, he has a permit in this state?
I feel like the only reason why he had a gun is because, like, I think that professional pool player, to me, is really cool, but probably not to a lot of people. So it was a way for, you know, it's like when a nerd gets tattoos. You're not fucking fooling anybody, dude.
Yeah.
You're a nerd with tattoos.
Yeah. I see that.
To Daniel, he's a cool player.
That was a red flag for me.
I had to, man.
And I still powered through it.
I had to. But anyways, yeah, that's what happened. And I don't know. I was kind of like, oh, shit. Like, should I be scared? Should I not? It was a little concerning. And then
okay.
I made it out okay.
That, was that the last date?
No, we hung out a little bit more. But yeah, that was I think that was one of the weirdest things. He was, I don't know.
Was he a weird guy?
He was interesting. I think he maybe wanted to be interesting, but but he was kind of like, he would do stuff like cacao ceremonies and like
a cacao ceremony.
What the fuck is that?
It's a superfood ceremony.
Yeah, they all just have super greens.
It's all chia seeds and cacao powder.
No, a cacao ceremony is like people eat like. They have like this raw cacao and they all put it in a bowl. And sometimes it gets weird because they'll like eat chocolate off of their bodies. And
like
stuff
a cult?
Like that.
What the fuck? Dude?
But sometimes it's just normal and they just have chocolate.
Yeah, you still want to be his fucking friend, dude? Huh? I'm still hurt by that.
Sometimes they just sit around and have chocolate, you know? Like, so, anyways, yeah, he was that was a little bit of a red flag.
The cacao thing.
Yeah. All of it, really.
Yeah, he's sounding worse and worse.
Yeah, I can see that.
We're going.
Yeah, I can see how he started fucking up.
Yeah, there. Yeah. Good choice, you know.
Yeah, now he's trying to save face right now.
Yeah. I'm glad he didn't make the eight ball in the corner pocket. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We should.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. So, Let's get into the baby doll. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
The baby doll of the week is...
Ellie Hamby and Sandy Haleslip are... Right. So these are 81-year-old best friends.
Oh, they look so great, cool. too.
Yeah, they look great. And they decided to travel the world in 80 days.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. I bet you didn't care they weren't professional pole players.
This is not NPC energy. This is what I'm fucking talking about,
that's
guys.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah,
we have to do something cool.
Yeah, okay.
That's true. And so they said... So they decided to leave from Texas exactly 80 days after they departed to visit all 7 continents of the world.
Whoa.
Wow.
And one of them said, actually, Sandy's the one that came up with the idea. She said, Ellie, why don't we consider traveling around the world in 80 days when we're 80?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Very confident, right?
Yeah, right.
That we're going to make it to 80?
Yeah. So because of the pandemic, the trip didn't actually happen until they turned 81.
Mm.
But they've been friends since they were 23 years old.
Nice.
And
that's
so
cool.
They decided to travel around, and there's a little video.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh, dude. They're on camels. They're swinging on a swing. They're at the Arctic Circle.
They're sledding.
They weren't fucking around about all 7 continents. Let me see.
That's so cool, man.
Oh, dude.
Is that North Pole?
Look at that.
Oh, my God. Northern Lights.
That looks like San Gabriel Valley.
Yeah. Like Thailand? Where is that? Rome? That's Rome. The Colosseum.
Buddha Air.
Okay.
Oh, Taj Mahal.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Fucking cornucopia. Oh, those things are so
Easter
cool.
The Easter Island. Yeah.
Dude, what about Easter Island, huh?
I know. Idiots. But yeah, so that's kind of...
That is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Their travels.
Whoa.
The pyramids? Dude, I want to go to the pyramids. Okay, when are we going to do this?
Let's do it. When we're 81.
When 81.
I'm not going to make it that far. Come on.
Damn, I'm going to be so young then. It's
like... Yeah. She'll still be in
her
70s.
How old do you think you're going to make it to?
Oh, man. I don't think... I definitely don't think I'll make it to the 90s. But maybe 80. Maybe less.
I think you're going to make it longer than I am, I feel.
Why do you think that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just feel it.
All right.
She always makes me promise, and I never do, by the way.
Mine is just like, people in my family don't live like, my parents didn't live that long, and my grandma did, but like, dude, everyone kind of dies kind of young, you know?
My grandma died pretty early. That's why I'm kind of like.
And by the way, so I'm okay with it. I'm not like trying to live forever here.
Yeah.
I'm ready to cash in and see the next life.
What's your bucket list? What would you do?
Oh, yeah. What's the one thing?
I would like to do that. I feel like I haven't traveled
7 continents
that much.
I think it's a good goal. Because
here's what I like to do. We go to Antarctica. We go to that place we're not supposed to go. We use covert operation. You know, the Antarctica Treaty or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We go beyond the 60 degrees latitude. We see what's going on.
Oh, I would be so down to go on like a conspiracy tour.
Yeah,
right?
I'm already scared.
Conspiracy tour.
Guys,
we go to fucking NASA. We go to the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
We go to Antarctica.
Dude, I'm the guy that if you
our
see...
Partner,
all it would take
don't
for me...
don't want to do any of it.
All it would take for me not to snoop is a yellow tape. You're like, no.
We should be going...
No.
No, me too. Honestly, I feel like I follow the rules.
I'd be like halfway in. I'd be like, yeah. Are
but
you
the
sure?
pyramids are. I think I'd rather see the pyramids than the Colosseum.
Me too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're so old.
Well, I saw the Colosseum. Dude,
the pyramids.
So I guess.
And well, you see I would the Colosseum. Like to see
But I want to see the Colosseum too. I'm just saying, they're
just
so
the size,
fucking old.
The sheer size, I would like to see.
Yeah.
You know?
So.
Anyways, can you? What's their name again?
So Ellie Hamby and Sandy Haleslip.
You're the baby doll.
The baby doll of the week.
That's quite a build up. All right, guys, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Also, don't forget to send your nominees for the baby dolls. We're looking for something positive, uplifting, and remember, if you give us the best baby doll of 2023, you are going to be the
baby doll of the year.
All right. And if you guys know anybody that is willing to put their date on pause to kill the person that scammed them,
show them this episode.
If you guys know anyone that wants to hear a real cool podcast, all facts, no printer. Show this episode.
If you guys know anybody that's filming a movie but isn't cheating on their partner,
show this episode.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Bye. Yeah.